listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, friends. Just got word that there are 702 children that are in desperate circumstance. I want to tell you their story. I want to tell you what they're up against. And I want to see if we can't do something to change the equation. Right now, it's Kevin McCullough Radio with my good friend Todd Chapman from Food for the Poor. Don't go anywhere.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Iota made landfall as a catastrophic Category 4 hurricane in Central America overnight. Here's what the storm sounded like when it hit. You see that huge wave that's just 15 miles from where Ada devastated the area earlier this month.
All right, so last year, that was the news headline, and it lasted for about a half a second, and then Americans went on and forgot all about it, and they were busy doing their thing. But those two hurricanes converged on Central America in a way that we can't even relate to in the States. Do you remember how strong Hurricane Sandy was, Category 4? Imagine having not one but two of those crisscross where you live within 2 weeks' time of each other. That's what happened. And so out of that result, and remember what the region was dealing with prior to that, great food insecurity, great poverty. Guatemala, the second poorest country in the hemisphere. And then, you know, the Honduras and Nicaragua, not exactly like, you know, making bank month to month. So we're already talking about a fairly impoverished region. We're talking about a place that had poor infrastructure to begin with. And then they get hit not with one hurricane, but bam, 15 days later, they get hit with another one. And whatever infrastructure they had, gone, torn up, torn apart, people dead from the storm. And then those that survived were left with far less usable life, you know, material around them. You know, houses destroyed, things flooded out, crops, what little they were able to grow, completely gone. This is the reality that now 702 children that are known to us because they are known to Food for the Poor find themselves in. 702 children that wake up every day going, I don't know if I'm going to see tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to eat tonight. I don't know if I'm going to have anything that I'm going to be able to count on as being, you know, reliable. This is the experience that these 702 children are facing. And the reason that Food for the Poor is there, because they work through the local church, pastors on the ground, Food for the Poor on the ground, they're wanting to get them the help as fast as possible. We want to help Food for the Poor do that as well. That's why I've asked Todd Chapman to rejoin us here in New York on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, and Kevin McCullough Radio, because it's always good to see Todd. But we get to do such important things when he's here. And Todd, I can't imagine, I mean, for those of us that lived through Hurricane Sandy, you know, New York's pretty fortified territory. We've got strong houses with strong basements, and if we got a little bit of water in the bottom of them, or had a beach house that got blown away, you know, that we didn't live in year round, those are minor problems compared to what these families endured. And then all of that, realizing that it's sitting on top of a COVID crisis to begin with.
Yeah, you know, here in the U.S., when calamity comes, and it does, but we have safety nets, we have protections. You know, we've got insurance, we've got FEMA. We live in the most blessed country, arguably, that's ever existed on the face of the planet, and so we have some wherewithal to recover when disaster comes. But in the poorest countries of the world, they don't have any of that stuff, and in particular in Central America. They were on the heels of the better part of a year, almost a year, I guess at that point about 10 months, of having their ability to go to work, cut off because of COVID-19. They had to quarantine just like we did here in the U.S., except it was amped up even more. They didn't have the ability to work remote. I mean, you know, when you do a manual labor job, you're working in the fields, you got your little, marketplace business, and that's your livelihood, throwing off maybe $2, $3, $4 a day. And the government says because of some virus, you can't do that anymore. Well, where are you going to turn? There's no stimulus checks. There's no government assistance. There's no expanded unemployment. None of the things that we have had to shepherd us through this thing called COVID-19, they didn't have any of that. And then on the heels of all of that, even just as things were beginning to feel like they were opening back up a little bit and they could get back on their feet, along come these hurricanes. And in Honduras in particular, where they made landfall, a largely agricultural society, 75% of the crops wiped out. And so now these families who already were reeling, they were already feeling like, oh, man, okay, we made it through that. We can get back on our feet. Things are going to get better. The crops are in the field. Soon the harvest will come. We can eat again. We can sell our crops, make some money. No, the hurricanes blew all of that away. So the long and short of it is, friends, we have brothers and sisters in another country, not that far away, really, but they're suffering. They're suffering unlike we've ever seen suffering before in this part of the world. And today we're going to ask you to help. That's where we're at. We're asking you to help. 700 children are teetering on the brink of starvation. But today you can make a life-saving difference as you partner with Food for the Poor. Your gift of as little as $37 will allow us to give 6 months of life-saving food to one of these children. 6 months of life-saving food, $37, comes down to about 20 cents a day. And we're just praying that during the Kevin McCullough Show today, you are going to be as generous as you can to help us rescue as many kids as possible. Oh, and Kev, we got some great help. A very generous friend of Food for the Poor here on the Kevin McCullough Show, doubling whatever is given during the program today.
We've got to do that, friends, and there's only 53 minutes or so left in the hour, so you've got to help us right now. Step up. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Sometimes I get a little bit lost in the numbers, you know, like 702 children, and I'm like, wow, how do we even know 702 kids? And I'm thinking about our local school district and how many kids are in the average in our town. We have probably about 400 kids in the average elementary school. So a couple of elementary schools worth full of kids that are going to bed tonight and not knowing if they are going to survive tomorrow. And I thought about another thing, Todd. I thought, you know, there was a time not that long ago when there were ministries on the radio that were asking for $35 a month to feed a child for the month. And here, because of Food for the Poor strategic partnership, you guys are crisscrossing networks. You've got rice coming from one place and beans coming from another. And you've got people that are providing the shipping and working in cohesion to eliminate the waste and to make the cost as efficient as possible. And for $37 one time, you feed a child for 6 months. Friends, this is a massive return on your investment with Food for the Poor. I want you to step up and to help these children know that they are not lost. Now, $37 per child, how many children could you help? Could you help five? That's $185 one-time gift. Could you do a child a month, $37 a month for the next 6 months? Could you do five children a month for the next 6 months? Some of you could do $185 a month for the next 6 months, but you would end up helping, what is that, 30 children over the course of those 6 months and securing their life and making sure that they are well-fed for the next 6 months in a way that they do not believe currently that they will be. We need you to help us. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. You can also give online, WMCA.com. Easy to find. Click on the Food for the Poor banner at the top of the page. And when you do, whether you call or whether you go online, it's not going to take you more than a couple of minutes in either way. We want to be very respectful of your time and very grateful for your involvement. So we want to make it as easy as possible. But if you go to WMCA.com, you can click on the Food for the Poor banner. You're going to see a simple explanation. If you want to click through that and go to the Food for the Poor website, there's even more information you could find if you needed more information about what we're doing. then there are a whole bunch of you that have given to Food for the Poor for years when we've asked you to, and you've helped them in significant ways. We need your involvement again as well, friends. And this year, a little bit different than what we've talked about in the past, but this is where the urgency is. These kids, these 702 kids in this, you know, completely devastated region of the world need help in a way that no one else can bring them. No one else knows that they're there. No one else is working hard to try to save them. Food for the Poor is, they've asked us, their longtime friends here in the church community in New York, to be part of it. We can make a difference right now. 855-907-4673. And every gift this hour doubled when you call. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. Coming right back.
If you're thinking about selling your house, call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free consultation. This is not your typical real estate broker. It's a company you can trust. Calamine & Company focuses on representing sellers and always puts the seller's needs above everything else. Louis Calamine leads a dedicated team of client-focused professionals who combine old-school values with cutting-edge technology. Their deals always get closed and for top dollar. They remove the stress that typically comes from selling a house. Look at their perfect ratings and reviews online. Their unprecedented 100% success rate guarantees your sale will close. Calamine & Company is truly in a class by itself. Remember, they always specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by attorneys, executors, administrators, and the surrogate's court. Offices across New York City and coming soon to New Jersey. Visit Calamine.com or call 718-998-1100. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Attention homeowners. Are you looking for cash at a lower interest rate? Tired of paying high interest rates on credit cards? With the Figure Home Equity Line, you can use your equity to help you start saving. Rates as low as just 2.88% APR. Get approval in minutes and funding in as few as 5 days. Apply at figure.com and see if a home equity line is right for you. Figure out your finances at figure.com.
Equal opportunity lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Call 1-888-819-6388 for details about credit costs and terms.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509. Or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-555-1509.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
The world has changed a lot over this past year. If you are turning 65 or currently on Medicare, Assurance can help you get confidence in knowing you have the healthcare coverage you need. Chat with a licensed insurance agent for a free, no-obligation Medicare Advantage Plan consultation with Assurance at 1-833-381-1505. That's 1-833-381-1505. Or assurance.com/radio. Together, Assurance can help recommend a Medicare Advantage Plan that's right for you.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
855-907-4673. We are on a mission to help children today.
"75% or more of the crops in Honduras are gone. Big ones, small ones are gone. So these people that used to help the neighbors cannot help them because now they're as poor as the one next door. So we have to depend on the aid that comes from outside, international aid, like the one that comes from USA, like the one that comes from Food for the Poor and the donors. Because here, there's no way. We got to a point that we dropped so low in our incomes, in the crops, in the housing, in everything. We lost everything."
Many of the countries that we're talking about, Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, depend on agricultural commerce to survive, you know, growing crops and maybe feeding themselves, partly selling part of them, using that to support themselves. Friends, when you've had the COVID-19 pandemic hit these areas, you've wiped out the traditional economy. And then when you have two hurricanes that crisscross those same areas, Hurricane Sandy strength hurricanes that just decimated them, one, and then 15 days later, another one just 30 miles away from eye to eye. Friends, you're talking about complete devastation and wipeout of not only an economy, but a way to even support yourself with your own food. And that's why what we're doing with Food for the Poor and for these 702 kids just makes such a huge difference. And one of the things that we haven't talked about, Todd Chapman, and we're going to thank some people, and we're under a challenge right now, but we are concerned about the well-being of these people holistically, not just getting them fed, but getting them fed and loved on and secured in their belief in God and so forth. But let's take a second and thank some people that have been busy calling.
Yeah, absolutely. Romani from Floral Park just gave a gift of $370 online. No, I'm sorry, on the phone by calling 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, which, by the way, spells HOPE. So if you're not good on numbers, just remember 800-907-HOPE. You dial HOPE to send HOPE in the form of food. Hey, Romani, man, your gift is going to be doubled. 20 children. 6 months of life-saving food. Pat yourself on the back. Cinch up that cape. My brother, you are a hero. And then Philip from Brooklyn, $370 gift as well. Thank you so much. Philip gave online at WMCA.com, clicked on the big red Food for the Poor banner. You can do the same thing. You see how easy it is. Just a couple minutes ago, we put that challenge on the board, and already 40 children have been rescued when you factor in this doubling gift. So that's awesome. Kevin, I would love it if we could see another 3-4 people in the next couple minutes to get on board. If you could give $185, that's going to rescue 10 kids, normally 5. Right now it's 10, every gift doubled. $370, 20 kids instantly feeling your love, the love of Jesus. Think about the hope that you will be seeding into this family. Because suddenly that the worry of that mom, of the whole family, of how are we going to eat today? It's gone. You've taken care of it. And it's gone for the next 6 months. Because, you know, the pastor who delivers the food is going to say, hey, you know what? God heard your prayer. And we're going to make sure that you get fed every day for the next 6 months. That's the miracle you can be a part of today. Dude, this is so exciting.
Very exciting. 855-907-4673. And you see how this works. Somebody wants to encourage others to do good. Those of you that are already contemplating, asking God, what should I do? You respond. The effort is multiplied. More kids are helped. And friends, that's why this challenge is so exciting. It's a, if you do any multiple of 185, and that's 185, which is five kids, or 370, which is 10 kids, or multiples of 185. Maybe you want to give 185 a month for several months in a row. Those gifts are going to be matched by this very generous donor, friend of Kevin McCullough Radio, friend of Food for the Poor. And they want to encourage you. They want to encourage us to help as many children as possible right this very minute. And we're so grateful for those of you that are responding. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. And Todd, it can't be said too often. The needs of the children, of the people that are in this region, the discouragement that they felt, not just when COVID hit, and the virus didn't really itself have a big impact on the region, but the slowdown of the normal food and economy and agriculture that would come to and from these countries because of the slowdown in the first world really impacted them. And then on top of that, these two hurricanes, it just decimated what little they had. You're talking about countries that don't have much infrastructure anyway. And what they had was pretty much wiped out by the time the first hurricane come through. And then 15 days later, bam, here's another one.
Yeah, they're not very resilient. I mean, they don't have the safety nets. They don't have the infrastructure. They don't have the government. The governments in these countries are largely, non-functional, especially when it comes to assisting their citizens in the time of crisis. And, it was so bad that in some countries, we saw what quarantine looked like here in the U.S. If I could put it this way, it was kind of like a suggestion. Right. I mean, it wasn't really enforced. Yeah. Restaurants and some stuff was closed for a while. But you could look, if you wanted to go out, you could go out. No one was going to stop you from going out. But in a lot of the countries where Food for the Poor works, it was enforced and mandated by the military. Hmm. If you came outside, there were army men with guns that would say, go back in your house. It got so bad that we got reports out of many countries in Central America, a lot of our communities where we work. These families, no internet, no electricity, no telephones. You cannot come out. You've got the army men enforcing that. You come outside your home to try to maybe, get some food out of your garden, get back inside. You want to go to the market, get back inside. And look, I'm not painting these army people as bad people, but they were under orders. They were serious about it. Stay home. And so what happened was, what do you do in that situation? You have no way to reach the outside world to let them know, hey, I'm in trouble here. And so families started doing the only thing they could do. They hung white sheets, T-shirts, anything of white. They would write on there, yo tengo hambre, we're hungry. And they'd hang it outside the window, kind of like throwing up a flag of, hey, we need some help over here. That's how desperate it got. There's no safety nets. They've been dealing with that for 14 months now, Kevin, and it's still happening. I mean, there's a little bit of relaxation, but they're still starving. That's why your gift today is so life-saving. It's so needed. And right now, with these gifts being doubled, would you please respond? Let God use you to bring a miracle, to be an answer of prayer.
Our goal is 702 children that we have on the critical needs list. And when you give a gift of $370, $37 a month times 10, or a one-time gift of $370, that's 10 kids that you're rescuing for the next 6 months. If you give it now, it turns into 20 children. Please make the call. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or online at WMCA.com.
Come join the BCCA family. Bergen County Christian Academy is a full preschool through 12th grade Christian school serving the greater Bergen County area. We educate our students in a safe environment where the mind and spirit of every child is nurtured and challenged. Our school honors God and teaches Bible-based curriculum, allowing students to learn through the lens of a biblical worldview. The curriculum also includes college prep courses, technology, music, arts, and athletics. What better place is there than BCCA, where your child has school teachers that not only
love their students, but pray for them as well. Our teachers have a love of God, integrity in conduct, excellence in effort, and a love for our students. Bergen County Christian Academy is a strong and safe environment for students, parents, and family members to connect with each other and grow in the Lord. Consider joining the BCCA community. Bergen County Christian Academy is still accepting applications. For more information, visit www.bergenchristian.org or call 201-487-7212.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Right now, there are 702 children that are in desperate need of food in Central and South America, in places like Guatemala and Honduras, Haiti, other regions throughout the area, some of them having been devastated by hurricanes that came 13 days apart and just within 30 miles of each other. Those large swath storms just took out whatever struggling infrastructure was still left, and the food crisis that already existed has been amplified many times over. That's why these 702 children need this six-month supply of life-saving food that you could provide for only $37 per child. Our goal is to see to it that all 702 children are met. Would you help with a gift for five of them right now for $185? It would save their lives, and you would be doing good through our partner at Food for the Poor. These children are starving every single day, and they need our help. 855-907-4673. That's 855-907-4673. Or give online at WMCA.com.
Jerry Hickey at Invite Health here. All of us have to take care of our heart and memory. That's why I start my day with Resveratrol Max. In human clinical research, 200 milligrams of trans-resveratrol supports memory, offers maximum benefit for your brain, and protects your heart. Resveratrol Max is formulated with grapeseed extract and quercetin and offered in oxygen and light-resistant vegetable capsules to amplify and maintain the benefits of resveratrol. Buy one bottle of Resveratrol Max at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week or call to order now at 800-459-2272. The number for Invite, 800-459-2272. Visit InviteHealth.com for product information or to find a retail location. Trust a brand offering the highest quality products made with evidence-based ingredients from clinical trials. Call Invite at 800-459-2272 for Resveratrol Max now.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over two decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, do not forget, we are under a time deadline for today's match. 855-907-4673. Just another 25 minutes or so that we have to fulfill this, and we want to help you, and we want to help Food for the Poor be generous as possible. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673.
When it comes a time and there is no food, how does she help the children get through that when their stomachs are empty?
Ahorita pasan sa simis, pero otro día vamos a trabajar y vamos a comer lo que nos sorprende, pero si tenemos.
I tell them that today we cannot eat, but another day we will have food. Yeah, we need to work in order to have food to put in our plates.
When she prays, what does she pray to God for?
I ask God for help for my children and to give us bread to have each day something to eat.
Listening to testimony of some of the residents brings you to tears to know that people are suffering, but in the same breath, they still possess a hope and a belief that God is going to rescue them. So even though I might cry as to their plight, I'm encouraged that even in the midst of what they're going through, that they maintain a faith and a belief that God will come to see about me. And I think one of the ladies said that whatever God starts, he will finish. And God would not let us be out here and not come and get us. So that lets me know that wherever you are, God's going to come and get you.
Wow. One of the no doubt media members that Food for the Poor has taken to the field to show what is happening in their the projects that they are involved in. And as one who has been on that trip, it rips your heart out. You see exactly how powerful the impact Food for the Poor is making. And friends, I just want to say, you know, it's important that when we hear these things, that we don't sit back and say, all, you know, start nodding our head and say, that's a really good thing that Food for the Poor is doing. I think that they're doing a really good job, because the longer we nod our head, the less we are involved in actually getting the work done. And so we don't need the nodding of the head. We need the doing of the thing. And so let's be about the doing of the thing today, which is rescuing these 702 children that are not only known by name to Food for the Poor. That's kind of cool that they know who these kids are and can find them and give them the help that they need. But more importantly, they're known by name to God. He made each one of them in his image. He loves them and has a purpose for them. He needs and wants his church to minister to them, to tell them the good news of Jesus, to fill their belly with food when they are hungry so that they can grow into meaningful, effective relationship with him and ultimately lead a life that redeems the world around it. This is the great purpose. This is the great plan of why we do this very type of work with Food for the Poor every single year. And there's not a single one of those 702 kids that God has written off. There's not a single one of those 702 children that he has said, they're not important to me. They are important to him. And because they are, they need to be important to us. So how many children will you help right now? $37 will secure their food circumstance for the next 6 months. $37. For $37, less than you could probably feed your family for on a given day when you're out on, you know, a family date of some sort. For less than that amount of money, you could feed those children for an entire year. An entire 6 months. And the process of that helps them be rescued for that next half year. And friends, there's those of you that can do more. And I would hope that those that can would. Right now, if somebody was willing to give $1,850, which would be matched, by the way, by the match that we're involved in, you would help rescue 50 children initially. But with the match, you end up helping 100 kids in the process. Would you give that gift right now? If you have the ability to do $1,850, you can rescue 100 children right now. But if that is out of your reach, maybe $37, maybe $37 a month, maybe a one-time gift of $185. And when you do, friends, you're going to be contributing to the global gospel work of the church. It is not dependent upon just one of us to be faithful. God has asked us all to be involved in this work. Food for the Poor is doing their part. They have the ability to network with these food suppliers, to get the shipping done, to get them on containers, to get them to the places that have been impacted by the hurricanes and the storms. They have the ability to change and touch those lives in person. You and I don't have that ability. We're at home. We have children to raise. We have jobs that we're trying to hang on to or maybe get here in the States. And God understands all of where we're at. Some of us got PPP money that we didn't need. And maybe you've been looking for a place to put some of that into something that would make a difference. This would make a powerful statement right now if you were able to give a leadership gift and say, you know what, let me rescue 50 kids right now. $1,850. You could do that. My job, as Todd said in the last segment, is not to tell you what to do. It's to tell you what the need is and to show you that Food for the Poor is doing God's work in it. When we come back, more with Todd more thoughts on this, but don't let this moment get away. Just a little over 15 minutes or so left in the broadcast of broadcast time, and that is the amount of time we have for this match today. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Coming right back.
Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd returns this weekend to its usual half-hour broadcast. This new season will kick off with honored guest, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. As the pandemic crisis was grabbing hold of our city, Senator Schumer was the last guest on the March 13, 2020 edition of Reaching Out. That broadcast received high acclaim and even a special award, the Matt Daugherty and Gwen Wells Award for Excellence in Broadcast Media and Communications from Metro New York's Labor Communications Council for its valuable service at a time when COVID-19 was the subject on everyone's mind. Now in his new leadership role as Senate Majority Leader, you'll hear Senator Schumer talk about the challenges of both the year that was and the years going forward. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd with very special guest, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA.
Listen up. Patriot Mobile is calling all patriots. Now more than ever, it's vital to support companies and organizations that share our values, and Patriot Mobile does just that and a lot more. If you switch now and bring your own phone, you can get 50% off your first 2 months of service, plus a free Patriot Starter Kit, and you can also enter a Be a Patriot promotion to win a free phone and cellular service for life from Patriot Mobile. Listen, this promotion is special with three ways to win. Donate to one of their participating charities, switch your service to Patriot, or send in your thoughts on what it means to be a patriot. Patriot has the broadest nationwide coverage and uses the same cell towers as everyone else and has plans to fit every budget. It's easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA or call 972-PATRIOT. Vets and responders save even more. Get the discount, free starter kit, and a chance to win by using the offer code GORKA. Promotion details at patriotmobile.com/GORKA. 972-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile, where conservatives support and save.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
On May 14th, fall in love with Finding You.
What brings you to Ireland, Finley Sinclair?
I'm looking for something real.
Critics are calling it a total delight.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Well, I'm excited.
And the best romantic comedy in years.
I can't wait to see it all.
If you like Notting Hill, you'll love Finding You.
It's amazing.
Finally, something we can agree on.
Finding You, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Only in theaters May 14th.
Sadly, in 2020, 24 children died of pediatric vehicular heat stroke, and many of these incidents occurred when parents or caregivers simply forgot the child was in the car. A child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's, and leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. If you see a child left unattended and can't locate their parents, call 911. If the child looks unresponsive, do whatever it takes to get him or her out safely, including breaking the window. Your actions may save the life of a child.
Brought to you by NHTSA.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
855-907-4673. If you got a busy signal earlier this hour, please try again. 855-907-4673. Or consider jumping over to the website, WMCA.com, and give your gift online.
So again, pour ban moi parce que c'est petit au mieux si chaque jour me bral lan puis me bral prier mais bon le café délivrance pour moi.
I say God, you give me what you can. I put my knee on the floor and I say I'm your kid, I'm your child, these are your children. If I pray to you every day, maybe one day you will deliver us.
That is the beautiful Haitian Creole that I've heard so many times in my trips to Haiti, and that's a mother crying out very honestly before God saying maybe one day that deliverance will come. Of course, if you've listened for any length of time with our past efforts with Food for the Poor, you know that even without hurricanes, Haiti is one of those places that has such hurt and pain and need. And Food for the Poor has been there 40 years in the 17 countries that they are working in. And friends, all across that region, all across those 17 countries, these 702 children have been identified. They need our help worse than anything else that you can imagine on planet Earth right now. And that's why we are rushing 6 month supplies of emergency food to help them in their time of need. 855-907-4673. Just a reminder, this hour, any multiple of 185 has a special challenge to it. It will be doubled child for child, 185, 370, 3,700, 1,850, whatever your multiple of 185 is, maybe 185 a month for 6 months or for 8 months or for 10 months. But if you multiply 185 one or many times over, that will be matched this hour, 855-907-4673. My question is, how many multiples of that can you affect and cause to be matched in return? 855-907-4673. But Todd, I want to go back to Monice, who is the mother that we are hearing from there. Mm-hmm. The idea that we need God to deliver us is not something that the average American is very familiar with. And even in the rough year we've had, I've been amazed at our hubris, at our ability to shake our fist in God's face and said, I don't need you. The people that live in the countries that we're talking about, they know God in a very different way, I think, than the average person that lives here.
Yeah, that's why it's so inspiring to go and walk among these people, because they have nothing materially, but yet they have such profound faith in God. And you know, every time I'm there, and even when I'm not, but just the opportunity to walk among the poor has really made me see the scripture where Jesus said it's easier for a rich man to pass through the eye of a needle than to enter the kingdom of heaven, right? Or a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than enter the kingdom of heaven. And I'll be honest, I never really understood that until I walked among the poor. And now I totally get it. Because one of the weaknesses that I think Americans have is we are so stinking self-sufficient that we don't even need God. Or we believe we don't need God. You know, and it informs every part of our life. Look at the level of possession we take over everything. I mean, it's in our language. My job, my income, my money. But when you don't have any of that, when your entire survival, your existence, you can do nothing to affect. I mean, don't get me wrong. People in these countries, they go out and they work hard every day. They bust it from pre-dawn until after dark, looking for any way they can to feed their kids. Hardest working people you will ever find. Mm-hmm. They don't have the opportunity for that hard work to translate into tangible income. And so they suffer. But you know what they do have? They have tremendous faith. Because when you don't have anything else and you believe that there's a God who cares and hears, what do? You throw out prayers like crazy. And I really believe with all my heart, that's why Jesus said, rich people, it's going to be hard for you to come into the kingdom of heaven, because frankly, you don't really think that you need it. You don't really think that you need me. But the reality is that we do. We all do. And Kevin, I'm increasingly convicted by the fact that the church here in America has somehow viewed it as optional. Our theology has viewed serving the poor as being optional in the eyes of God. And it's just not. It's just not. 300 scriptures that command us to serve our poor brothers and sisters. And in so doing, God can bless us because he transforms us even as we give. And so today, it's an amazing opportunity that God has brought before you. Not me, not Kevin. We're just mouthpieces. We're just the megaphones. God is bringing this opportunity to you. He wants you to hear about this need because he wants to use you to bring a miracle in these countries and to bring a miracle in your life. Would you be generous today? Would you be obedient? Would you let God use you to bring a miracle? And then you will be storing up for yourselves treasures in heaven that Jesus talked about. This is the moment where those things happen. It's so simple and so inexpensive. $37. I mean, come on, let's get real. 20 cents a day. Most of us can afford 20 cents a day, not even going to know it's gone. But think about the difference you're going to make in the life of one of these kids, in these families. If you could give $185, 10 people will not starve in the name of Jesus. Can you be a part of that? 855-907-4673.
855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, also online at WMCA.com, and it's very convenient. You just hit the big red banner there that says Food for the Poor, and it pushes you on through. You know, Todd, I was feeling some conviction there because, you know, we're a typical middle-class
family. Sorry, not my fault.
We live – no, it's not.
Holy Spirit.
We live on a budget like so many others do, and on Saturdays I'm inclined in between taekwondo classes and sometimes ballet and going to the hardware store and doing the chores, the honey-do list that has been building up all week long, to kind of relax and say, okay, hey, we're not going to go home and make lunch. We'll just grab something in the drive-thru. So, and some of you have heard this story, but classically we've done this to such a degree of science, I have been able to predict exactly what it will cost me to drive through Wendy's on a Saturday afternoon. And, you know, it's a big time treat for my kids. My poor kids, they feel like when you go to Wendy's, you're being treated like royalty, which, you know, in Haiti and Guatemala, it would be. But what we're talking about here is something that's very simple and probably not all that healthy. But we drive through a couple of Happy Meals, a couple of small French fries, a couple of cheeseburgers for Dad. I got to watch the cholesterol, so I get the salad, maybe a Diet Coke for Mom, have a grilled chicken sandwich, a couple of other things. When you've added it all up, it used to be about $38. Now, for some reason, it's slightly more expensive. It's about $42. But on a Saturday, that's what our family of five costs us when we drive through the drive-thru. One time this month, if we set that aside, we could feed that child for 6 months with that same amount of money and then some. Friends, we can do this. This isn't a matter of if, it's a matter of what we will do. Right now, a multiple gift of $185 is being matched for this hour. If you give $185 or $370, you're helping 5 or 10 kids. Those are doubled, 10 and 20 kids respectively. 855-907-4673. Need your call, 855-907-4673. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radio surgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, just a handful of minutes left for you to get your gift matched today. 855-907-4673.
What are the children eating today?
Only tomatoes with tortilla.
Are they still hungry?
Right now, they are hungry. They want food, and we don't have money enough to get to the whole week.
How does it make her feel when she can't feed her children?
Sometimes I get in my room by myself and I cry. I wonder how can I make their life better and have more money in order to give them food. I don't want my sons and my daughters to suffer.
That's the cry of every mom. They don't want their sons and their daughters to cry and to suffer. That is the normal, decent response of a parent who deeply loves their children. And Todd Chapman, that's what this is about. These 702 kids that have lost everything and supplying a little bit of food for them.
And I want to challenge our friends in the final few minutes. As followers of Jesus, you know, the Bible commands us to love. The Bible says that they will know we are Christians by the way we love one another. So I just want to ask you a very pointed question. Do you want any child to suffer? Not just our kids. Do you want any child to suffer? And if the answer is no, and I believe that your answer is no, well, of course I don't want any child to suffer. Who would? I mean, what kind of person? Well, then I'm just going to ask you, now that you know that you can stop a child or maybe even 5-10 kids from suffering, will you do that today? We've told you what the need is. These kids are starving because of COVID-19, because of these hurricanes in Central America. We've told you what the solution is. You can partner with Food for the Poor and a local pastor, and for every $37 you give, you're going to give 6 months of life-saving food to a child. What will you do with that information? Because, you know, Kevin, I'm increasingly convicted the older I get that there are sins of commission and sins of omission. And sins of omission are very real. And their impact is very profound. When we see a need, when we hear God speaking to us, but we don't respond, we're guilty of disobedience. And when we fail to serve our poor brothers and sisters, then we are abdicating the responsibility that God ordained for the church to have, to be salt and light, to be love, to be transformative. You can do that today. Your gift is still going to be doubled for these final few minutes. Please be as generous as you can, and God bless you for your compassion and for your love.
Friends, just a few minutes left in this hour, and that means that you can still have your gift matched. In fact, if you get a busy signal on the phone line at 855-907-4673, jump over to the website at WMCA.com and give your gift online. As long as it's time-stamped within this hour, it will count towards the match. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. If you want to help 5 kids, that's $185. Because of the match, that turns into 10 kids that end up getting helped. If you could do $370 or $37 a month for 10 months or some combination thereof, that would turn from 10 kids into 20 children that you've helped rescue today. So whatever, however God's speaking to you, whatever is best for your budget, whatever is best for you, please take that into consideration and then do it. But most importantly, do it. 855-907-4673 or online at WMCA.com.